الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The 13th of Ramadan, we're looking at Surah Al-An'am, verse 122. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is the one who was dead and then we raised him back to life. And here it's a spiritual death. And we've given him light to walk amongst the people. Okay, so here's someone, guidance, right? Guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed of la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Islam, guidance. Hudan wa nur. As the one who is walking in darkness, he cannot get out of it. He is misguided. He cannot come out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparing two people. The one who's on Iman, who believes in Allah, Allah raised him back to Iman. Allah gave him a light, i.e. Quran and Sunnah. Can it be that is the same as a person who's misguided? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the way that people have been made to think, the kafirin, the disbelievers, and it's been made appealing to them what they do. Now, how do we contextualize this? What does this mean? See, a lot of times you hear Muslims with this inferiority complex, we're not this, like we're all the same, you know, even the non-Muslims, you know, they're good people, everyone's good, you know, maybe they're even better than us. The non-Muslims sometimes are better than the Muslims. No, Allah says no. Look, a Muslim, he'll have sins, no doubt. Okay, yeah, maybe he's late for employment appointments all the time. Maybe we're not good at policies and procedures. Maybe sometimes our countries are dirty. And yeah, if you go to Switzerland or Finland or all these countries, everything is arranged nicely. A lot of people visit there and they're like, wow, it's so nice and blah, blah, blah. You know, the non-Muslims are so organized, so good. Yeah, okay, I agree. That's one part of things. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Iman. No matter how bad the Muslims are in their practice of policies, cleanliness, whatever, professionalism, being late, I don't know, bad manners sometimes, okay? Whatever, in the end, a Muslim is better than a non-Muslim. Allah says, why? Because he's good? No, it's because of La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah, he has his name. Of course, he holds on to it. Now the sins and the mistakes, all those Allah will hold him accountable for. But don't come and be fooled that, yeah, we're all the same, you know, I mean, they're even better than us. No, a person has Iman in the heart, a person who recites Quran, a person who says La ilaha illallah, no matter what, you know, shortcomings they have, they'll have to pay for it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the judge, not you. But in the end, they are better than the non-Muslims. It's just the way it is. They're maybe not better in, as I said, work and professionalism and all this, but when it comes to light Iman, yes. If they follow, of course. If they don't follow, still, they believe. If they don't believe, then they have to, of course, respond again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you understand what I mean, right? Let's not mix things. We have to really separate and understand each and every part of this argument. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they're not the same. I'm not saying they're not the same. Allah says they're not the same. I remember driving every day with one guy, who's an American guy, to school. We're in Abu Dhabi. And he used to say, you guys, you Muslims think you're better than everyone. I said, no. I said, well, I don't think I'm better. I think Islam is better than you. I think my Islam is better than you. It's not me because of a person. No. Me without Islam? No, I'm not better than you. Yeah, you're right. It's because Islam is in me that makes me better than you. So it's Islam that's better than you. And when it's inside of me, if I practice, if I believe it, I'm better than you. Yes. Yes. A Muslim is better than a non-Muslim because of Islam, بسبب الإسلام, not by himself. Because yeah, my name is Ahmed. Yeah, Ahmed, but maybe you're mushrik. There's many Muhammads and Ahmeds who are mushriks and who are kuffar. Yes, I know, it's a shame for the name, but this is the truth. And munafiqeen. So, you know, we have to be careful. But indeed, a Muslim who believes, who has even an iota of Iman in their heart, such as La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, as per the hadith, take him out of the hellfire, even if they have an iota of iman in their heart. Of course, they are better than any non-Muslim. Without a doubt, he can be the best guy, PhD, nicest, handsomest, whatever it is. In the end, a Muslim is better. Why? Because of this light. يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. He walks amongst the people with it. The guidance of Quran, Sunnah, La ilaha illallah in their hearts. Of course, we have to practice it. We have to implement it, no doubt. But even for those who fall short, if they still believe, they're going to have to respond and account to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah might punish him, forgive him. This is up to Allah. But indeed, a Muslim is better than a non-Muslim. Don't get upset, please. This is what Allah says. Read through the Quran. Because that's the point. Why? Because of the operating system, Quran and Sunnah, Islam.